Gateway News. I'm Joe Palca.
It's always a firm decision. Last time I made a firm decision, I said, we'll do it over a period of time. We've been doing this actually over a period of time, over a very long period of time.
Amid sharp criticism, not just from Democrats this time around, but from top Republicans as well, President Trump is defending his decision to pull back U.S. troops in northern Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It's being called catastrophic, misguided, terribly unwise, a betrayal, and a disaster. That's just from Republicans, top Trump ally Lindsey Graham among them.
This impulsive decision by the president has undone all the gains we've made, thrown the region into further chaos.
Graham telling Fox and Friends he'll urge the president to reconsider. Turkey expert Bulent Alireza notes Graham helped convince the president last year to reverse his decision to pull out of Syria entirely.
So if he takes the lead on Capitol Hill in organizing opposition to this, I can quite easily see a situation in which the president might reverse himself again.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Trump administration has ordered Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, not to appear before Congress for questioning about interactions between President Trump and Ukrainian officials that triggered an impeachment inquiry. Three U.S. House of Representatives committees were scheduled to question Sondland behind closed doors beginning Tuesday morning, but Sondland's attorneys said the order from the State Department forced his client to comply with the administration's command. The scheduled deposition is part of the ongoing impeachment inquiry in the House, which Trump on Monday again rejected as a scam. The administration did not immediately comment on the order, which may fuel calls from Democrats to also pursue impeachment on obstruction charges. This is VOA News. A U.S. journalist has filed a civil rights complaint against the Department of Homeland Security after a Customs and Border Protection agent delayed his reentry until he admitted to writing propaganda. Now, the incident occurred at Dulles International Airport just outside of Washington when Defense One writer and editor Ben Watson was returning from a trip to Denmark. Defense One is an online journal that covers the defense industry and is owned by Atlantic Media, publishers of the respected Atlantic magazine. During reentry, Watson was asked a series of standard questions until he was asked if it was his job to write propaganda. After some hesitation, Watson finally said he agreed to say he wrote propaganda to just get the conversation over with. At that point, he was allowed to re-enter the U.S. In a statement to VOA, CBP called the situation an allegation about an officer's alleged inappropriate conduct at Washington Dulles International Airport and is exploring what precisely happened. There have been other reports alleging harassment of journalists at the U.S. border. The U.N. Refugee Agency says it expects to assist more than 4,000 refugees in Angola who want to return to their homes in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Kasai Province. A first group of several hundred refugees will return this week as part of a voluntary repatriation. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The conflict, which was triggered by tensions between traditional chiefs in Kasai Central Province and the government, has displaced 1.4 million people and prompted 37,000 refugees to flee to Angola. UN refugee spokesman Charlie Yaxley says his agency is providing returnees with transportation and cash to help them reintegrate into their home communities.
We have enough to feel comfortable assisting those who do want to return, who come to us and with a voluntary decision that is their wish.
Yaxley says thousands of Congolese who have returned home spontaneously have found living conditions very challenging. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Yaxley tells VOA conditions in Kasai remain unstable and unsustainable. Hong Kong executive Carrie Lam is responding to concerns regarding the ban on people wearing masks.
It is actually a very difficult decision because of the resistance, because of the enforcement concerns, and because of perception.
The ban, which took effect on Saturday under an emergency law, has led to more anger instead of deterring the anti-government demonstrations. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.